Let's begin by taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And let me continue the story about Greece and all of the blessings and also some of the challenges that we experienced while being there. One thing that I'm really grateful for is the fact that I got to reconnect with a cousin of mine. He lives in Athens and he moved there more than 20 years ago. And on our way from the airport to the Piraeus port, we got to visit his carpenter workshop and we got to meet some of the people that he is working with. The first shock for us, even though they weren't speaking English, was that they were very generous. But in a way that's very different from all of the parts of the world where I have been. It's something so natural for them to share what they have, no matter how little it is. For instance, when we arrived, after getting acquainted, they immediately offered a lemon juice. After a few minutes, another worker offered us half of his bagel, and it was one of the best bagels we have ever eaten. What was also very cool as a culture is the fact that half of the workshop was actually outside, under a beautiful tree that protected them from the rays of the sun. Before leaving, they offered another bottle of water so that we will have something cold to drink on our way to the island. On Aegina, we did our research and we found a great restaurant that turned out to be surprisingly generous. The owner was really joyful and fun, and before getting our order, we received a tabbouleh salad. And since I've read that there is this habit at some Greek restaurants to get you stuff that you didn't order and afterwards put it on your bill, I was shocked at first and I asked, "This doesn't look like the Greek salad that we ordered. Are you sure it's not a mistake?" And the waiter answered, "No, no, this is on the house." And we both smiled and felt grateful because we really love tabbouleh salad. At the end, after finishing up, we were surprised with another thing on the house, a simple and delicious dessert with strawberries. And as my girlfriend put it, those were the best strawberries that she has ever eaten. And in general, the food was really good. We only ate things that were specific to the area. And we took the time to enjoy all of the flavors, all of the ways in which the vegetables, for instance, are different from ours here in Romania. And they really did have something special. For me, this experience was even more a blessing because I wanted to get to Greece since I was a student. And even though it's not far away, it just didn't happen somehow. So the fact that everything fell into place in such a short notice, for me, it's really something to be grateful for. And when you travel, there's something interesting that happens with time. I felt that there were so many beautiful experiences in such a short time that it felt like somehow time expanded. The atmosphere there is so peaceful and calm. It invites you to be present. And it gives you such a good feeling of calmness that even though some things happen, you don't lose your cool. Let me explain. On our first evening there, we wanted to eat outside the house since we had a table there and a beautiful sunset by the sea to enjoy. But one thing happened that we didn't expect. The door was self-closing and we got locked outside without having our keys, our phones, or anything that could help us get back in. It was already late, the sun was setting, the close neighbors were sleeping already, and we were thinking about our options. We could either sleep outside or find a solution to get to the owners of the house. And we had no idea where they lived. So you can imagine how thrilling it was. We were, however, lucky enough to have some neighbors around that seemed to be awake. One thing was checked. But usually, Greek people don't speak English too well. And the whole situation was quite complicated and wasn't very easy to explain. So I went to their house hoping that they would answer and that they would know English. I rang and an older man opened the door and I started explaining the situation to him. Fortunately, he spoke English. And he spoke English really well. So we were able to find the host's phone number and he was nice enough to give her a call. I was so grateful for his help and for the fact that he answered the doorbell and was thinking that this whole situation only amplified the gratitude. The fact that we weren't able to solve the problem ourselves, but we got to experience the kindness of other people helping us with a situation in which it would have been very hard for us. In a few minutes, the host's son came to help us. Unfortunately, it wasn't clear that he needed the keys, so he only tried to open the door without them. And at that point, we were thinking that it might be stuck. But after another 5 to 10 minutes, he brought the keys and we were back in. And boy, did we appreciate being inside the house. On the second day, we visited Moni Island. We went on a 5-minute boat ride on these beautifully colored waters. On the island, it was even more beautiful than on Egina. What's really unique about it is that they have peacocks, deer, and goat antelope running around the island freely without being afraid of people. We only got to see the deer and the peacocks, but I was happy with that because especially the male peacocks have beautiful colors. And being able to see them out there in the nature, in their own territory, was quite amazing. It's a very different experience than seeing them in a cage, not having enough space. It actually felt like we were their guests. There's still a lot to say about Moni Island, but I want to keep this short for you. We also had some not so pleasant experiences. After the great experience with the first restaurant, instead of doing some research about the restaurants in the port, we picked one at random. And when they brought us water once we occupied the table, we thought it would be the same kind of experience. The food was good as well, but we asked for the bill, and even though we were in a hurry and we asked once again, only after half an hour and after me going there at the cash register to pay, were we able to finish up with them. And interestingly enough, the things that they brought without us asking for them were on the bill. So that was a really good lesson for us. Researching places before going there, finding out from people that were there how their experience was, is very important. Fast forwarding a little bit, on our last day on the island, we found out that the owner actually owns a bakery slash shop there, and in a specific Greek style, she offered us a chocolate pie for the road back. Another beautiful synchronicity was the fact that at the exact time when we were leaving, her son had to get to the main port as well. And not only did he drive us in the direction that we wanted, but after telling him that we wanted to go to a famous Orthodox church there, he took us there directly, even though it was another 10-minute ride. And this gave us the time to enjoy the beautiful church, to pray for our loved ones. And instead of having a very short time to visit, because they only had one bus that had 3 routes per day, we had double the amount of time that we would have had if we went by bus and we came back by bus. Another beautiful synchronicity happened when we were back in Athens. At the exact time when we got to the Parliament House, they were changing the guard, and that only happens once every 3 hours. We didn't plan on that, we just arrived at the exact time, and for me that was amazing. In Athens, I got to see the most beautiful tango on the streets. I filmed it, so if you go to the Gratitude Podcast Facebook page, you will see it there. And another really beautiful thing that happened was that a street artist was singing It's My Life from Bon Jovi at the exact moment when we were there and at the exact moment when I was actually feeling that song. There were many other beautiful things that have happened there, but I don't want to go on for too long. This experience really felt like a gift from beginning to the end, and I wanted to share that with you. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Giorgio and Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
The soul is still the ground. It's coming down until they're down. Tomorrow's gonna be a mistake. Till well, the light takes you all away. It's my life, it's not your never. The world could be loud. Don't bend it, don't break down. It's my life.